here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This staff and our foreign ministry have questions to answer. So there ought to be an immediate inquiry. And you see, what has not been helping the damage repair for our image is how we handle these matters.
We'll get to hear shortly from the National Paralympic Committee as they demand punishment for those found culpable. We have a reaction also from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration. Also this afternoon, North Tong MP Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa to petition Special Prosecutor over alleged $34.9 million ambulance procurement deal. This afternoon also, hoteliers threatened to shun government business over unpaid millions from AU Games as they demand immediate settlement from the Sports Ministry.
And then our bill was 1,700,000 plus, which they paid 20% of it, 200,000, yeah. I don't think any hotel will be willing to render services for that.
In the event that another major games should arise, it will surely not make us very willing.
We'll get to hear from some hotel managers this afternoon. Asante Hene Otunfo say to assert no law can be made to protect illegality as he demands the full repatriation of stolen artifacts.
Can anyone in good conscience sustain the enactment of a law to protect illegality? That has to be a monumental challenge to jurisprudence.
We have details as the Asante Hene holds a global conference in Kumasi to seek universal consensus on peaceful restitution of legally procured cultural objects. And later, we'll still stay in the Ashanti region where the degraded Apamprama forest is seeing new life after a reclamation drive.
For these three species, within the next 5 years, we are assured of a whole canopy closure. Then the ecosystem structure is actually in place. And that is a very key aspect of a healthy forest ecosystem.
We have details of that and more here on the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. Many thanks for your company. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. And this afternoon, the minority members on Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee are demanding immediate inquiry into the latest Norwegian para-athletic visa scandal. Well, this comes after reports that 9 out of an 11-member team of Ghanaian para-athletes went missing upon the arrival in Oslo for the Bergen Marathon. Well, according to a statement from the Ministry of National Security, one para-athlete, Nana Enchi, has been detained by Norwegian authorities while the coach of the team, George Jim Fijesi, met his untimely death shortly after being admitted to the Oslo University Hospital after collapsing on 28th April 2024. While the Ministry of Youth and Sports, on the other hand, also says it is actively working with relevant authorities to investigate the issue, insisting it had no knowledge about the team's participation. Already, the National Paralympic Committee has suspended 3 individuals who are being accused of masterminding the incident. President of the National Paralympic Committee, Samson Dean, claims his signature was forged.
We engaged, we checked, and then we realized that the letter was written, forged. They forged my signature, forged my letter, and applied for a visa for some people who are not athletes.
Who are they, the they you refer to?
Theodor Mauli Viwoto, who is the former Secretary General of the Ghana Amputee Football Association, and Ernest Eisi, who is the founder of NST Foundation. Upon reaching out to them, we asked them why, how they got my signature and how they got my letter. They indicated one of the persons who are listed in the letters that I have forwarded to you, called Adongo, is the one who found my letter, forged all the signature. And for that matter, these two officers who have one way or the other their associations in development of disability sport has since yesterday been suspended from any activity which is a Paralympic or disability sport in the country for now.
Well, that's Samson Dean there. He's the president of the National Paralympic Committee. They're speaking to my colleague, Nathaniel Achowo, ranking member on Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa says the incident has caused reputational damage to Ghana. He insists on a probe.
Our diplomatic envoys, our foreign service staff, and our foreign ministry have questions to answer. Because we are told that they didn't even register for the games.
Mm-mm.
So they had no intention of going to participate in the games. Now we are also being told by Samson Dean, the president of the Paralympic Association, that apparently these are not the real Paralympic athletes. How did they get his letterhead? How did they get documentation from his office? So
he claims they were forged.
So there ought to be an immediate inquiry. And you see, what has not been helping the damage repair for our image is how we handle these matters and how you ensure that everybody in the chain who contributed to this is asked the right questions, and then you put in place reforms. That is the only way you assure the international community that you are taking steps. There is no official complicity. But as we speak, there is no probe, you know, and at the risk of, you know, sounding discriminatory, we are talking about Paralympics, so they are not as agile, you know, as fast, you know, and yet they could easily outwit foreign service staff, you know. So imagine if it was the other athletes, you know. So clearly there ought to be a probe, and let us let the probe be transparent. Let's issue a report. Let's carry out institutional reforms so that it will send a very convincing message to our international partners.
Can Parliament call for this probe?
Yes, we can. Mm. We can. Okay. And it's a matter I intend to raise at the Foreign Affairs Committee and also on the floor.
Well, that's something we'll be following up on shortly. We are also learning about the latest from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, an effort they are putting in place. Ahead of our diplomatic affairs desk, Blessed Suga joins me in studio with what more we know when it comes to what has been done by the Foreign Affairs Ministry.
Well, so MFI, a couple of hours ago, we reached out to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration. We were successful at getting the Deputy Minister responsible for the sector, Kweku Mpechum Sapon, who indicated to us that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration had triggered some queries to the embassy in Oslo, Norway. So far, no official documentation on the matter as to whether or not there's an update. That's what he says. There's no update as of now, except to say that they are still working and getting in touch with the officials there, both in Norway and also in our mission to try and establish what actually happened. Then beyond that as well, he's giving us indications that they are liaising with other agencies, such as the Ministry of Youth and Sports, to ensure that they bring this matter to finality. But we'll still keep on trying, of course, to reach out to some more persons who are connected to this matter, and then we'll update our listeners.
Thank you very much, Blessed Suga. But let me take you live to the Secretariat of the Paralympic Union, and my colleague Maxwell Agbagba is there for us. Maxwell, what have you been able to gather?
Well, I'm here at the office of the National Paralympics Committee here at Laboni. There's no activity here. Some minutes ago, we met a woman who is a member of the administration unit who said we have to come tomorrow to speak to her superiors because she's unable to speak to the reports in the media. She's the only one at the office. I'm told the para athletes rarely come here and usually converge at Accra Sports Stadium for gear training and other activities. Some of them who have been speaking to me on condition of anonymity via phone say they are scandalized by this impersonation and feel it is going to affect their chances of any future travel. I've also been speaking to the president of the National Paralympics Committee, Samson Dean, who puts it bluntly that the team that absconded is, quote, a fake team that impersonated and forged documents and later submitted it to the Norwegian embassy. He mentions the names of two persons who he says work in the disability sports area and are the principal architects of the act. He wants them arrested and prosecuted, MFA.
The two names that have come up, NSCL AEC and Theodore Mauli Viwato, have all been suspended, and a life ban should probably be placed on them to bar them from engaging in any sporting activities. Also, we have written to the Ministry of Youth and Sports and Ghana Police to immediately invite them for necessary actions, if found guilty, and should face the full rigors of the law. Let me use this, your platform, to encourage the embassies in Ghana to always use due diligence by contacting the Ghana Paralympic Committee anytime before approving issues of such. I can really say, and I have said it many times, that we have a very strong and good relationship with the UK Visa and Immigration, the UKVI, which is the United Kingdom. They always cross-check all visa processes in relation to athletes, officials, and teams traveling for and on behalf of the Republic. And we will want the other embassies to do the same. It is the right call and in the best interests of our sports. My image and, in general, our nation, the matter is already in the hands of the national security, and we have also lodged an official complaint with the Ghana Police Service to apprehend the two individuals and assist the investigation to uncover the truth.
That's Samson Dean once again there, and my colleague Maxwell Agbagba is currently at the secretariat there gathering more information. As and when we get it, we'll bring that to you. Now, hoteliers involved in the Africa Union Games held in March are reconsidering future business with the government after a significant portion of their services rendered during the event remains unpaid. Over 40 hotels are still awaiting 80% of their payment 4 months after the games, with no clear explanation for the delay. Well, efforts by the hotel managers to recover the owed amount have proved challenging. Ben Kweku Aiden, managing director of the Elmina Bay Resort, one of the hotels approached by organizers at the last minute, is still owed approximately 70,000 cedis. According to Ms. Aiden, the lack of payment is causing significant financial strain and raising concerns about the reliability of government contracts.
In our case, we were approached at the 13th hour with a plea to host one of the football, ladies' football teams. We didn't volunteer. We had an urgent, desperate plea to host this group on the proviso that our invoice, which we were asked to prepare, would be paid on the day of their check-in.
Okay.
And it has taken some 16 weeks with a letter of petition to the minister, visits by myself to the Ministry of Sport, in order to plead and request for payment. Numerous phone calls to the members of the organizing, the leaders of the organizing committee, who seemed absolutely powerless to ensure that the contract they had signed with stipulations as to payment arrangements was honored. They seemed absolutely, totally powerless. Eventually, last week, as a result of my direct appeals to the payment office, we got a portion of our money, okay, of our invoice, paid to us. We have not been fully paid. We have had a portion of the monies due. There is still a significant amount outstanding. We still have another some 60 to 70,000 outstanding. So all I can say is that it's not been a very happy or satisfactory experience at all. And I worry that in the event that another major games should arise, it will surely not make us very willing at a future date to step forward to do what Ghana needs.
Another hotel manager, name withheld, revealed that her hotel is owed over 1 million cedis for accommodating the under 20 football team for 3 weeks, which included providing 3 meals a day and laundry services. Despite numerous attempts, they've been unable to recover the owed amount.
So we had a contract with LOC, the local organizing committee. They walked in and was led by one Madam Joyce, and that they needed all our rooms for the time period, because they were, Ghana was organizing the 13th African Games. So they brought us a contract of the number of rooms they needed, which we also responded. So for us, we gave them all our rooms, but I think 36 people occupied our rooms. And we were hosting the under 20 football team. But then for the period they started the games, they were at our end. So the end of March, I think their last day was 24th March. And then our bill was 1,700,000 plus, which they paid 20% of it. That is 200,000, yeah. So as it stands, they owe us about 1,500,000 Ghana cedis. That's lots of money, I know, because we were feeding them breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout their whole day. Yes, it lasted for 3 weeks, yes. We've been going there, we've been calling their accounts, they've been coming to our end for audits, we've been calling them day in, day out, and they've even refused to pick our calls. I don't think any hotel will be willing to render services for that, unless they are ready to make full payments for the service they want us to render to them.
Meanwhile, the president of the Hoteliers Association of Ghana has begun probing the deal. Well, Mr. Edward Akanyamike tells Joy News, even though the hotels were contacted individually, he's hoping to get some explanations.
One of our mandates is to speak for the industry. So, first of all, so long as it has everything to do with the hotel industry, it affects us. And then also, I mentioned earlier on that we've had confirmation that a number of our members are affected by the situation. So it becomes an issue of interest to us. So the fact that we're not involved initially in the negotiations does not stop us from also intervening in the matter and ensuring that they get payment for the services that they rendered. Point is that services.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rendered services must be paid for, period.
Well, we've been contacting the local organizing committee, LOC, on this. Well, my colleague, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson, has been speaking to them, also finding out from the Ministry of Sport, amongst others. What did we find? Let's start with the LOC.
So, MFA, the LOC is absolving itself of blame. According to my source, after the 20% of the payments were made, all remaining transactions were transferred to the Sports Ministry. So, for handling. As a result, the LOC claims it cannot be held responsible at all for the payments. And so, whatever be the case, the hoteliers will have to go to the Sports Ministry for payments.
And you've been trying to find out from the Sports Ministry. What are
your sources telling you? Indeed, I've been trying. I was able to get through to the minister himself, but he's declined to comment on the issue. We're trying to reach him to at least get some form of explanation, and then we'll let our audience know.
Thank you very much. That's my colleague, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Now, North Tong MP, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, has announced plans to petition the special prosecutor to investigate an alleged shady ambulance procurement deal worth $34.9 million, supposedly approved by former finance minister Ken Ofori-Atta 5 days before leaving office. Speaking on the Super Morning Show, Mr. Blackwa claimed the deal was facilitated through collaboration between the then finance minister and the former health minister Kwaku Ajumanmenu. He explained that the $34.9 million was approved for purchasing spare parts for 307 ambulances acquired by the government in 2019.
Incredible. And before this $34.9 million, we have diligently, dutifully paid them 115 million Ghana cedis. We paid them promptly. If you look at the, see how fat this is. These are our payments to them.
Meanwhile, there are people
68
up.
Pages.
There are people whose companies are collapsing because government is delaying payments.
They have done genuine business. They have their own workers. They are complying with our laws.
They have delivered on
they
the
have
contract.
Delivered. They are not being paid. They have to lay off workers. What's happening in this country? I don't know if they have some witchcraft powers. They bewitched the officials in charge of the ambulances. I mean, because you just can't explain. That is why later today I'll be going to the Office of Special Prosecutor, because they have to take this up. I mean, they must commence investigations into this. This is horrible. This is horrible. At least from our tracking of the payments, only $10 million has been paid so far. If the OSP acts, we can save some $24.9 million.
So you're petitioning the OSP?
Yes, I'm petitioning the OSP later today. Because this cannot continue.
Now, the North Tong MP Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa there speaking to Super Morning Show hosts Kuje Yangsin and Winston Amwa. Now, some members of parliament say they do not expect government to request additional funds or impose additional taxes ahead of the mid-year budget review. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is expected to present the last mid-year budget review statement of the Akufo-Addo government on Tuesday. Well, we can hear some NDC MP and NPP MPs as well. First, the MP for Nkwanta North, John T. Blairs, and MP for Doma East, Paul Chumberima.
I am not expecting anything new. You know, this government, they have failed in all the sectors of our economy. Because what I heard is that it is just a normal statement the minister is coming to read to us. It's not as if they are coming to review or ask for any more budgetary allocation. So that is what I've heard. So let's wait till tomorrow and see whether they will live up to their own words.
Yes. It will be about 5 months to the election. Do you think the minister can bring something that will change the fortunes of the economy and ensure that things are turned for the better out of the election?
Not at all. Not at all. Things are getting worse on a daily basis. There is nothing, there's no margin from anywhere.
Listening to some voices from the ministry clearly shows that it's going to give us an update on the IMF expenditure and all other things and how we are going to continue to solidify the gains that we've made so far. So I expect the finance ministry to come and tell us how this program has helped us as Ghanaians and how they are going to continue to sustain the gains we've made, especially getting to the election year.
Well, some MPs there in Parliament ahead of the presentation of the mid-year budget review. Let me bring in our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kweku Asante. Kweku, tell us what else is the House is considering ahead of the busy day tomorrow.
It's also a busy day today, about 65 questions. The first time that up to 65 questions have been programmed for about 8 ministers to answer. The whole of last week, most of the ministers did not attend Parliament. The minority did raise questions about why they were not prioritizing the business of Parliament. All these businesses have been scheduled. Parliament ordinarily is expected to go on break at the end of this week, so they want to get these businesses away. And tomorrow, the minister will present the address, and then they will use the next 3 days to debate it. So most of the questions that are left in Parliament have been programmed for today. 65, particularly the Lands and Natural Resources Minister, answering a number of them regarding allegations that certain government officials are taking over certain state lands and all that. So these are the major business that the House will be considering today.
That's Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kweku Asante taking us on a quick break. On the midday news here on Joy, 99.7 FM in Accra, in Kumasi, we're on Love, 99.5 FM. Also live on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. Midday news supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. We've been talking about the increasing calls for an immediate inquiry into circumstances leading to the latest Norwegian para athletic visa scandal. And we'll return from the break with more in Asantehene Otumfo say to the second, asserts that no law can be made to protect illegality as he demands the full repatriation of stolen artifacts.
Can anyone in good conscience sustain the enactment of a law to protect illegality? That has to be a monumental challenge to jurisprudence.
Is all about.
Get closer to split-second wins. Closer to history in the making.
He's immortal.
Closer to your champions.
The greatest athletic achievements of all time.
Get DSTV to get closer to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games from 26 July to 11 August with 9 dedicated channels for the best coverage of every medal and every podium moment. On Supersport on DSTV, your home of entertainment.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol. Clean fuel. In full quantity.
The luckiest
star 712 Lush.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Here's to
the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is
Dial *712# now join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024 over dial *712# now I can swear to take it through as a group, individual and also even as a community. Now win the Sika Kessie prizes are Kessie in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712# now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Thanks for staying with us here on the Midday News. Time for our Thirsty Community Series, and we're focusing on four communities in the northern region where women are required to bring their own water to the Chiefs compound when they come to give birth. The demand for water in the Tamale metropolis, San Arugu, and the surrounding areas is increasing by the day, leading to severe water shortages in many communities. My colleague Martina Bugri has more.
Water plays a critical role in healthcare delivery in any health center. Every step of the way, water is needed for its running. But the Four Chiefs compound has no water source to help in providing health service. The Four Chiefs compound offers delivery, but one challenge the facility faces is water.
I gave birth during the dry season where there was no water. I had to bring a gallon of water, but it wasn't enough. I had to go to some nearby houses to beg for water to help them take care of me.
Ahmed Issa Seydou is the chairman for the Full Health Committee. He volunteers his service at the Chiefs compound. He says, what happens is the nurses sometimes buy with their own resources or they move around in the communities in search of water to work in the facility.
That's Martina Bugri with our Thirsty Community Series. Now, 8 months after a pilot reclamation started in portions of the illegal mining degraded at Pamparama Forest Reserve in the Ashanti region, Joy News Check show economic tree species are beginning to show a steady growth. The Forestry Commission has granted Unipower Mining Company Limited an entry permit to begin a free pilot forest restoration project. Love FM's Erastus Asare Donko has gone back to the forest to gauge the progress of work and file this report.
Mining Limited and its reclamation consultants, Betterland Ghana Limited, started the restoration of 25 hectares of the degraded land 8 months ago.
This is mahogany, and we planted this mahogany tree just last year, November 15th. So today is exactly 8 months. So good visiting.
And it's almost as tall as me.
Exactly. And you can even talk of some of them that is even up to 2 meters, which is significant because that period we planted, in fact, if you're supposed to work for any company and you want to plant during that season, they won't allow that. But we took it upon ourselves and we planted.
The plan, according to the expert, is to grow trees with the ability to extract poisonous heavy metals from the soil over time. Currently, the trees, especially the mahogany and the framo species, have experienced a steady growth due to the nurturing methods adopted by the project manager, Selassie Akoto, and his team.
For these tree species, within the next 5 years, we are assured of a whole canopy closure, then the ecosystem structure is actually in place.
Project Director at Betterland Company Limited, David William Alan Thomas, is confident the Forestry Commission supervisors of the project are happy with the progress made so far.
The Forestry Commission, who've been very supportive, they're the ones who helped us with the seedlings, etc., and we're happy that they've been monitoring. But this is the outcome. Within a short period of time, we've got a mahogany tree over 6 foot growing, and obviously we've got hundreds, thousands of these being planted ongoing at the site.
For now, The youth of Odahun say they are protecting the project as a legacy for future generations.
Reporting for Joy News, Erastus Asaredonko, Apamprama Forest Reserve, Ashanti Region.
Now the Asantehene Otumfuo say to the second as described as unacceptable laws enacted by some countries to protect illegally acquired cultural artifacts. He's been speaking at a London museum. The Asantehene says no one in his good conscience can sustain the enactment of a law to protect an illegality.
It remains our unalterable position that articles of cultural importance looted or procured in unethical circumstances through the colonial enterprise must be restored to their origins. This is the position of UNESCO and the position clearly endorsed by the government of France. We are mindful of some residual resistance, but in the main, we will contend that all of us in this room are victims of a system in need of updating. We are either victims of a system that denies us justice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.